Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yud Dalet in Baba Kama. We pick it up from the bottom of Yud Gimel Bay, seven lines from the bottom of the page. Omar Mar. The end of the Mishnah, it said, Shehizik Chava Mazik, when you do damage, the Mazik is chayiv to pay Mimetav Sodeyu. Right? Tashman Ezek, Mimetav Haaret. So these words on the Mishnah on Testament Bay are the exact same words used at the first Mishnah in the Masechet. What does that teach us? So according to one opinion, it teaches us the concept of Karen, that if you learn that Mava is Shane, and therefore Shor refers to what? Refers to Regil. So how do we know Karen? We know Karen from those words. That's in the first part of the mission, right? That's what we use this drasha for, the words of Chizikav Mazik. But if you say that Shor, then in our first mission, Mava means Adam, and Shor refers to all three types of damages done by an animal, Shane, Regel, and Karen. So what do you have the Chizikav Mazik teach us? So that's where we came on to this idea that it teaches us to include a shomrachinim, shol, and asusachar, some of the four kinds of shomrim, that they're also chayiv to guard an animal in their rishus. Shehizika behavior rishusam, that the tam mishal katsinezik umud mishal nezik sholim, that the concept of karen applies to the shomrim as well. That's what we said, that's the words of the Mishnah teaches. Amar mar. Now we analyze that. Shehizika behavior shomrachinim, shol, and asusachar, asusachar. Hechidemi, what's the case where a shomer would have to pay chatzin nezek or nezek shomer depending on the animal? Ilaymit the aske tor the mashil the tor the shoel, the animal of the mashil, that means the lender, right? The mashil, the owner of the shore, who now he gave it to the rishus of the shoel. His animal damaged the shore of the shoel, but the shoel is responsible for that shore. And as he's not only responsible for his own, he's also watching. He's the person who borrowed the shore of the mashal. So isn't he responsible for it? Why should he have to pay? Why do you say that the mashal has to pay the shoel? Lay malay, let the mashal tell the shoel. Understand? I gave it to you. It's in your shoes. Ilu aski ba'alma b'asa shuma. If the animal had done damage to somebody else, you would have to pay. You're responsible for it. Now that it's damaged your own animal, binu shlumle, I have to pay it. Meaning, this guy, the shoel, now has two shores, let's say, at least two shores in his possession. He has his own shore, and he has a shore that he's borrowed from another guy, from the mashal. So now that the mashal's shore damaged the shoel's shore, why should the mashal have to pay? The mashal should tell, listen, if this is shore, which is in your, which you're guarding now, I lent it to you. If it had damaged somebody else, you would have to pay. So why? Because if it damaged your own, should I have to pay? El Daska told the shoel, the Torah, the mashal, maybe the other way around. That the shore of the mashal, which again is under his guard, or the shore of the shoel, which is under his guard, damaged the owner's shore, the Torah of the mashal. So lemalei, again, he could tell him, ilu eskeb me alma bas shume kure Torah. If it had been damaged by somebody else, bas shume kure Torah, if my animal under your guard had been damaged by somebody else, right? They have to pay the whole amount. Ilu eskeb me alma bas shume kure Torah. That guy would have paid the whole amount. So has to ask it to if now that it's damaged your own, how can Zikud Mishal? You're only paying me half? Why are you only paying me half? In other words, the shore of the shoel, the shore of the shoel, meaning the shore of the shoel, damaged, right, the shore of the mashal. So let him tell him, listen, if it is me, I'm a boss or something cool, had my shore, which is under your possession, which is really the shore of the mashal, right, in my shore under your guard, had it been damaged by somebody else, you're responsible for it, right? Because a person who borrows a shore is responsible for a own sin. So now that your own shore has done the damage to my shore, I'm only going to get half? Doesn't make sense. So how does it work out? The truth is that the shore of the mashil, meaning the one under the shoel's guard, damaged the shoel's own animal. So the question should be, why shall I pay half? So he should have to pay the whole. He should have to pay the whole amount, right? Because he could say, "Listen, you know, why should the mashal really have to pay anything at all?" That's the question over here. He shouldn't have to pay half. The question is secondly, but he shouldn't have to pay anything at all because the Shoal's own shore was damaged by the shore on who he's supposed to be guarding. So why should the marshal have to pay anything at all? He says, listen, if it had been damaged by if somebody else had damaged, you'd have to pay. So also, why should I have to pay anything? I don't have to pay anything over here. We're on to the first question. The first question was, is the Alam Basar Shlumiyah, you'd have to pay it. Hashtag Askel Tilo Dach Me, why should I have to pay? You should have to pay. What happened was when the person borrowed it, he borrowed it with the understanding that he would guard it against any harm. It's his responsibility to return. I borrowed your bicycle.
Only third party.
I'm going against any harm. But if it itself goes out and does damage, that I'm responsible for. So here again, what happened was is that shore that I'm responsible for if anything happens to it. But if it goes out and does damage, that's not my responsibility. I didn't accept upon myself to guard it against it doing any harm. If that's the case, name is safe. Like the safest ever said, Nifritz of Belial, if it broke out at night, or she put to a listum, or robbers let it out, the Yotz of Azika Potter, in the middle of the night, it went out and did damage. It's mashmut, you're chayiv during the day. Why should you be chayiv during the day? Halo kibbalov shmirsku zakav. You didn't accept upon yourself, the Shoal did not accept damages, right? So, achikomer, in kibbalov shmirsku zakav chayiv, this is what he means. If he accepted upon himself to guard it against it doing damage as well, then he's chayiv. But if it's a Belial, should put to a listum, the Yotz of Azika Potter, because that, so to speak, wasn't under his guard. Okay. So that's how we come out over here. We understand the Mishnah finally. But, back to our question about the words of the Mishnah. The words of the second Mishnah said, "Rishus anizik v'amazik." So he said, "Look, where are you responsible for?" He says, "If it's I'm only chayiv, it's in somebody else's rishus. I'm not chayiv; it's my own rishus." This we'll see that if I have if my animal is in my own yard, my own guarded yard, and somebody else comes into that yard and it does damage to that person or that other animal or whatever, I'm not responsible for that. So it depends where it is. And then it said, Rishus and Nizik v'Mazik. So we had two opinions. Rav Chisda said, if it's the Rishus that the Mazik and the Nizik both have the right to be there, then you're Chayav according to Rav Chisda. If you die Chayav al Shein v'al Regel. Rav Lezer said, no, you're part al Shein v'al Regel if they both have Rishus to be there. So now, they have a Kashan Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer says, part al Shein v'al Regel, Rachikomer. It says, Chutz Rishus and Nizik v'al Mazik, Rishus and Nizik v'al Mazik. If it's Rishus for both of them, Potter, Uchizik Hazmai is including somebody else, like you said, is talking about Karen. So now the question is, the Gemara Aini, can Reb Lezer really be right when he says if the both of them are just to be there that you're potter for Shein v'Regel? But then Reb Yosef said, Befeirush Abraisa, Chotzer HaShutten. Chotzer HaShutten. Shutten means they both have the right to be there. Va'pundik, or an inn, you know, a hotel. Chayiv on al Shein v'Regel. Your animal does damage you, you're chayiv. Stifted Reb Lezer, Kashan Reb Lezer. You see, we're both of them are just to be there. Shein v'Regel or chayiv. Understand? Because again, Karen is chayiv basically in all places except for the Mazik. It's chayiv in Rishus Rabim. Because an animal doesn't know, all people are allowed to walk in Rishus Rabim. Animals are allowed to be there. Not normal to do damage there. Shein v'Regel are allowed to walk in Rishus Rabim. So Shein v'Regel will happen in the normal course of events. You can't hold somebody responsible if their animal's walking in the street and he eats some bushes that happen to hang out into the street or he steps on something. That's what animals do. But Karen, as we said, is called, as we'll see later, is called Mishuna. It's different. You gore. An animal's not supposed to gore. If he does that, that's a bad animal. It's a weird animal. You have to pay for that. But here we see that you're chayev on Shein v'Regel if it's in a chotzer shut and chitver of lezer. Amalchor of lezer, no. But his bro, ask a kasha, masnisa mila pliga. Isn't there a bais that argues with this thing? You think I'm alone? We have a bais. Vatanya, our bro is called, so you're Shimon lezer, Omer, Ben Ezek, Omer, Shimon lezer enumerated four categories. Kosher is just like nizik v'olamazik chayev akol. If it's in the rishus, let's say the ownership or the property area of the nizik and not the mazik, you're chayiv in everything. In other words, you're chayiv in everything. Okay. Bakol, we'll see. You're totally responsible. Even Karen, which you see if you gore, you're only chayiv chatzin nizik at the beginning if he's a short time. Yeah, but that's when rishus rabim. But if I come into your rishus, your gate is guard, and I break my way in there, and my animal does damage, whatever he does, he gores, I'm chayiv the whole thing. I came in, I trespass, right? So kosher rishus nizik lo lamazik chayiv bakol. The mazik lo nizik if it's in my rishus potter alakol, because you shouldn't come into my rishus. Lazel zeh for both of them are right. Could go on chutz rashutfen ba bika, chutz rashutfen and bika. Notice before we mentioned chutz rashutfen, we said and a pundak. Now we say chutz rashutfen ba bika, right? Why different? Why before we talk about an inn, like a chutz rashutfen and an inn or a hotel, and now we talk about chutz rashutfen and a bika, a plain, an open area. We'll talk about that later on. This will be important later on. This example of bika. But in this case, what's chashrutin? Potter b'al shein b'regel. Right? You're potter for shein b'regel. This is a proof to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says, you got no problem. Look, where it's just for both of them to be there. You're potter shein b'regel. Al ha-negicha v'al-negifa. Now, these areas of Karen, right? Negicha is goring. Negicha is pushing. The other things, remember, told us of Karen. Neshicha, biting. Revitza. Again, neshicha is not, this is not like shein. Shein is where you're eating. The animal's getting hanah. Neshicha, where he bites, he's not getting hanah, he's just doing damage. Revitza, you know, he fell down upon, valbita, kicking. All those things, tamisham, chatzin, nesek, mu'am, sham, nesek, shom. Because they both have the right to be there. No different than Rosh Hashanah. Lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Now, the last category apparently is lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. I mean, neither of them have the right to be there. Lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. But neither of them have the right to be there is not going to work out either. Neither of them have the right to be there. What's the study? Alcha, the Gemara is going to say. So it means lo lezeh v'lo, means they don't both have Rosh to be there. Chatzah doesn't belong to one of them. So what is it? It doesn't belong to either one. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't make sense. The Gemara is going to say it really means it belongs to only one of them, which is the Nizik. But then we have a problem. That's that case we already said already. So we'll talk about that. So Chayav Baal Shem Baregel, Chayav Shem Baregel, which is normally where Shem Baregel is Chayav on somebody else's Rishus. Again, if it's in the Nizik's Rishus, then even Karen should pay a full amount. So this last case we'll talk about later on. It's difficult right now. But the third case is what interests us. Dunning Mia Chatzar Ashutim Vabika Potzer Baal Hashem Varego. That's a proof to Reb Lezer. So now we have a problem. You had a cash from Reb Lezer from Yosef's Brisa. Reb Yosef says, so Reb Lezer says, I got another Brisa. Okay, good. But now we got to steer the Brisa's Kasha Dari. Says, Kitanyahi, we're now at the second of the wide lines. Kitanyahi, Vachatzim Yuchedas Lezer Vazer. You know what that means? That the Brisa is speaking about where it's a chotzer shal shutin means it's miuchel zeh bein leperis bein leshvarim. In other words, where do you say that your potter where it's rishus for both of them to be there? What does it mean both of them be there? That both of them could bring their animals in there, both of them could bring their peiros in there. So as such, it's not sedei acher, and then your potter for shein bregel. In other words, if it's an area that we both have rights to use, it's our common yard, we both have gardens in there, we both bring our animals in there, then I'm not high of shein bregel because it's only sedei acher. Hahidra of Yosef, the one where Yosef said that you're chayiv for shein v'regel, that's b'chotzim yuchedas the peiros v'ein yuchedas hashvarim. If you're allowed to bring peiros in there, both of them can, but it's not yuchedas hashvarim. Why? In other words, it's not yuchedas hashvarim, meaning a shore has no right to be there. Yes, it belongs to both of us, but I can't bring my shore in there, you can bring your shore in there. V'l'gabi shein av v'chotzim nizik, and it's l'gabi shein that's considered chotzim. I bring my animal. Sure, in other words, again, when we say v'stecher, it doesn't mean literally who owns the deed. It means who has the rights to be there. If we both have the rights to be, let's say we both have a garden together. So we both plant our fruits and our tomatoes. But we both understand you don't bring your animals in there because then the whole thing will be destroyed. And the gabi that, if my animal does damage to your tomatoes, then I'm chai for the gabi shen habil chotzer nizik. They cannot be tani hachad dumi the pundik. That's why over here, Rabbi Yosef's case where he says you're chai, he says chotzer shutin va pundik. A pundik is an inn. In an inn, you don't bring your animals inside. You bring your bed, your clothing, your merchandise, right? The tani hachad dumi yibika. But over there by bika, that's a plain. Ah, there you have fruits and vegetables. You have everything out there. There you're potter because everybody had the rights to bring their animals in as well. Shmami no. Maskar of Zera, kibin yimcheres leperos. If it's miuchedes leperos, habinim beyavesterech v'cher v'leka. If it's miuched for peros, that means that you're allowed to bring your stuff in there. I can bring my peros in there, both your peros and my peros. So it's not stecher. Stecher means if my animal goes into your rishus, but this is also my rishus because I can bring my peros in there v'leka. Again, it doesn't mean literally who owns the field. It means it's stecher, meaning I don't have the right to go into that field, even though I own the right. I have rights to plant in there. But I don't have rights to bring my animal in there, and as such, it's considered stayach here.
Also, that means that the nizik is entitled to expect that oxes that it won't come in.
Exactly.
He can be there. And
he can plant fruit. Exactly right. Exactly, because he's not expecting. Exactly. But that's stayach here. And the mazik has no business going in there. That's what he means. Even though the mazik may even own the field, right. Technically, he might even own the field. He might have full ownership rights in it, right? But he has no rights to bring his animals in there, and that's why he's chayiv. Amalei Abai, keep it in Mecheres Shvarim. Sara Acher Kriinam. That's Amalei Rav Acha Midiftel Ravina. Leimer Nasis Lo Pli Gemer Nami Plikim. So hey, wait, this is a good answer. We've got a great idea now. Once you have this answer, since the Brises don't argue, maybe the Maram Rav Chista and Rav Elazar also don't argue. Maybe Rav Chista when he says Yechayev and Shein Varego of a Chatzar Shutin is speaking about where they don't have the right to bring their animals in there, and Rav Lesa is speaking about Potter where they do have the rights to bring the animals in. Amrlei, Ein, you're right. You could say that. Ve'im timsalom repligi, and if you have some proof that they do argue, for example, you had a Kabbalah that do argue, but Kushner of Zeru, Burkut of Baya Pligi, they'll argue maybe. Huh? It's somebody's, right? Right. Right? Amrlei, Ve'im timsalom repligi, but Kushner of Zeru, Burkut of Baya Pligi. We'll argue in, they'll not argue in this kasher. If Zeru said, the fact is, it's not Sadeacher. Now he didn't say a chaver like he doesn't think about the rights. So maybe they'll argue in this sense. For he'll say, Rav Zeir says, it's not stecher, therefore your potter, meaning that will go like Rav Lezer. Since it's not stecher, since I have the right to bring in my payros, it doesn't fit into the word stecher. And therefore, because everybody has the right to bring in a payros there, and therefore you should be potter. And whereas Rav Chista will say, no, you have the right to bring in payros, but not your animal, and as such you're chayef for shame v'regel. Group other calls say Rav Shimon Lezer, Omer Dezak, and the Rav Lezer said there are four different categories. Remember, we had a difficulty with the fourth one. That's our issue. We're going to come back to that now. If the Nizik has Rishus to bring in his stuff and not the Mazik, Chayiv Bakol, the Mazik is Chayiv in everything. He doesn't say you're Chayiv in all four categories, you know, when you talk about Shor, Bor, Maver, and Hever. It doesn't mean that. Not on all four categories, but Ela Chayiv Bakol, you're Chayiv entirely in everything. Meaning, but one of the issues that we had in the Mishnah, we said that Shor, if it refers to Karen, or Karen is at least learned out a part of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, second Mishnah, is that you have Tom that doesn't have to pay the full amount. That's a Knas. He only has to pay half of if he's a short Tom. But it doesn't say alakol, which means you're chayv all four categories. It means you're chayv bakol, you have to pay entirely, meaning the kulin ezek. You have to pay the entire amount. Money, who is that called? Like Tarfon, Damar, Mishuna, Karen. Karen is called Mishuna because an animal isn't normally supposed to gore. An animal walks and does damage. An animal eats and does damage that way. But an animal is not supposed to gore and push. That's considered Mishuna. He says, Kun, b'chatzar nizik nezik shalom mishalim. Even though Karen, we normally say when he gores, he only has to pay half the first two times. That's if he doesn't mishusa rabim. But if he doesn't in the nizik mishusa, he has no right to be there. You have to pay a full amount. Right? If I go into your house and do the damage, I have to pay the full amount. That's a tarfon shita. That's what we see from the words in that brisa where he said, Rishon Lazar, b'nizik kosher, Rishon nizik lo mas chayiv bakol. You have to pay the entire amount. Not ala called the different categories, but bakol, you have to pay the full amount. That goes. Rav Tarfon says that even Karen will have to pay a full amount nezek shalem in the chatzar nizik. Aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. Lo zev, lo zev. This is the one we had difficulty with. The fourth case. If neither of them has rishus to be that can go in chatzar she'en, the shalem doesn't belong to both of them. Chayiv v'al hashem v'al regel. Chayiv and shen regel. My lo zev, what do you mean? You're not chayiv either one. Ilim lo zev, zev b'klau elach. It doesn't belong to either one. The mazik or the nizik, but to some third party. I have to find my animal to do damage in your rishus for me to be chayv in the nizik's rishus, not in some third party's rishus. Third party's rishus effectively is like rishus rabin for both of them. Doesn't belong there. Rabbi Yehuda steyachev aleka. El pshita lozav zeh el dachat. When the fourth case says neither that it doesn't, it's not a rishus that both of them have rishus to go into, but rather it means rishus of one of them, which has to be the nizik, of course, if the nizik is chayv. But Tani Seifa, so now we have a problem right away. You'll see that, so two of the four cases are the same, right? We said the first case is, that's the first case. The first case is, Kosher Rishus LeNizik V'lo LeMazik Chayiv Bakol. Well, now you're saying that both the first case and the fourth case are both cases where it's the Rishus of the Nizik only. They're both Rishus of the Nizik only. So we'll come to that. Why do you have four cases? You really, the first and the fourth are the same. El Pshit Lo Zev Lo Zev El Dachad. The Tani Seifa, and the Seifa says, Tam Mishal Chad Zid Nizik, Mood Mishal Nizik Shalom. We said over there in the first case, that the Tam only pays half Nizik, and Mood pays Nizik Shalom. Yeah. Also, because like Rabbanan, I mean, Mishun Karen B'chatzar Nizik, Chatzin Nizik, Huda Mishalim. So we have Machlok, Rabbanan Rab Tarfon, if Karen is in Rishus Nizik, does he pay Chatzin Nizik like he pays in Rishus Rabban, or Rab Tarfon Shita? The first part of the Mishnah is Mashman, he says, Bakwal Mashman Rab Tarfon. The last case is Mashman, goes like Rabbanan. So Reish Rab Tarfon is safe for Rabbanan. So the Gemara's name, the Amr Le, Dama Le Shmuel, Rav Yehuda.
Based on Bakol, though.
On Bakol, yeah.
If you learned Bakol the way I probably would have learned it.
Without. Right, right.
Like the normal halacha.
But Bakol is different than Alakol. The Gemara makes that. The Gemara makes that different. Okay. Right. You're right. If you wouldn't learn Bakol, but the Gemara doesn't choose to give your answer and say, don't be so careful about the word Bakol, right? The Gemara doesn't choose that. The Gemara says that, you know, you gotta, Bakol means everything. So the Gemara says, "Machlokas in the Reish and the Seifa." Gemara ain't. Bamele Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yehuda, "Shmuel, when Stephen leave the Mishnah, don't try to explain it. The Tav Ras right, come after me. Reish or Rabbi Tarfon Seifa Rabban. Better to say that. In other words, it's so clear from the Mishnah, the word Bakol is so clear to him that Bakol means everything. And the Seifa.
Have a Mishnah that begins there four klalit.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
And there's only three at the end. Is that what you mean? We're going to come to
only three. Yeah. There's Right. I mean, but
that's what we're going to come to. We're going to say, right. The lashon is not so good because there's only three, and the Gemara is going to deal with that in a minute. Okay. So we must say nechanam the ratios of Rav Tarfon say to Rav Avram. Rav Yehuda said Rav Avram no kula Rav Tarfon. It goes like Rav Tarfon. All goes like Rav Tarfon. Who says what's Rav Tarfon shita? Mishuna Karen that Karen chatzin nizik pays nizik shal not chatzin nizik. Umay lo lezev lo lezev lo lezev lezev pays. Just like we made a difference before, now we're going to make that difference even more fine tuned. Lo lezev lezev lo payrus el the chat. Only one of them could bring their payrus in there, right? Only let's say the nizik is allowed to bring his payrus in there, and therefore legabe payrus. The mazik is chayev. Lezevels el dechat. Lezevels el lishvarim. But the gabi animals, both of them are allowed to bring their in. So this is a weird case. Because even though I can bring my animal in, I'm allowed to bring my animal. I'm allowed to bring my animal in shusarabim too. And yet I'm chayev in shusarabim, right? For Karen, let's say. But over here he says, you know what? Even though we can both bring our animals in there, and therefore if my animal does damage with Karen, I only have to pay half. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah, I have to pay half. Well, the Gabi Payrus, only you have rights to bring your payrus in there. So even though I can bring my animal in there, but I got to make sure my animal doesn't ruin your payrus, because only you have rights to bring payrus in there. So the Gabi Payrus, this is the last game that we have. The last game we have is, let's say, you really own it. Physically, you own the property. The last game that you have is with me is that I'm allowed to park my animals, and I can park my car in there. Just make sure I don't damage your payrus. So if I damage your payrus, then I have to pay the full amount because it's chatzar and nizik. But it got to be the animals, we both have rights to bring in there. And therefore, it got to be Karen, I only have to pay half because it's like Rosh Hashanah. The Gabi Shane, how about the chatzar and nizik? The Gabi Shane, it's chatzar and nizik. Why is it chatzar and nizik? I can bring my animal in there. Yes, but I can't bring my payros in there. The Gabi payros, fruits, vegetables, other, kalim, etc. It really means the Gabi anything. Payros doesn't mean just payros. I have to pay nezik sholem. Legabi Karen, have a little shisram. So that's what it means by the Sefer. The Sefer, in the ratio was what, just where it's entirely the Rishus of the Nezik. The Sefer, where it says low Zev, low Zev, means it's not entirely one, it's only one, it's only the Nizik's Legabi Paris, Legabi Shmom, the book, Legabi Shan, have a little Chutz or Nizik, Legabi Karen, have a little shisram. Ihaki, if that's the case, Arba, why do you say there's four cases? Shloshav, there's really only three. Why? Because the last case really can be learned out from the first three. Because you have two cases in there. You have a case of where they both are allowed to, well, that's the case Lezev was there. In the case where only the Nizik, that learns out from the first case. So Abba Shloshavi, you're really only three cases. I'm Nachman Yitzchak, you're right. Shlosha Klolos Bar Makom, telling you there's only three Klolim. Either it's the Nizik's Rishus, the Mazik's Rishus, or both Rishus, right? There's only three possibilities for Chiyuv. Either your Rishus, my Rishus, or both. If it's neither one, then that's Rishus Arabim. That's not a case at all. That's not a case. Shegun Fregel's not Chayiv on there. It's just like we're both of Rishus. Sometimes if it's neither one, it's like both of Rishus there. So there's really only three clothes, but it's in four different areas. Rashi says, then kind of gimel din and Rishus and Nizik, chayev b'kol. Rishus and Mazik, potter m'kol. B'chatzar shittim, chayev b'chatzin nezik, b'kerem, potter l'ashem b'regel. Aber abba makom ha-sein, sh'ein din and shav. There's four different areas. There's a chatzar shutfin, there's a chatzar shutfin, shu chayev b'al ha-shein, v'yol ni m'cheres l'chad l'peres, u'lishnein l'shvarm. So it's a weak answer, but you still have a problem that he doesn't want to change the word b'kol. So either you have the answer that it's two different shittos. One's Rav Tarfon and one's Rabbanan, which is one way to look at it, right? He held that way, Rav Yehuda held that way, Shmuel said that Rav Yehuda. Or you could say that all go like one, but then you have to stretch the three and say the three is really four. Now our mission is a strange lashon in this mission, very abbreviated. It's almost like a Rishami. Shum Kesef, the valuation of Kesef. Well, what about it? The whole mission is like Nistar. We don't know what the mission means until we see the Gemara. Shum Kesef, semicolon. Shava Kesef, the value of the Kesef. Semicolon. The Fnei Bezin, the case, the torts case has to take place in front of Bezin, as they just don't do it on their own. You have to go to court and settle it up, right? Al Pi Adam Bnei Chum has got to be out with witnesses who are free men. Bnei Bris, Jewish free men. Okay? V'hanashim Mechal Nezik, women are included in Nezik also. They're Nezik, whether they're Mazik or Nizik, we'll see applies to them as well. V'hanizik Mazik with Tashlomim, and they both take part in the Tashlomim. So what does that all mean? It all is very Nistar until we see the Gemara. My Shum Kesef, what do we mean over here, Shum Kesef? So he says, you know what? It has to be appraised. Shum Kesef means it has to shots it up, you have to appraise it with money. What does that teach me? Of course, everything has to be appraised if the damage is done. Not so simple. Ever Yudu Shum Zeh, Lo Yel B'Kesef. We're teaching me, it's got to be, you have to appraise it in terms of valuation of money. How do you value something? Unfortunately, there's only one way to value money. Rechmatzan, somebody is killed, they also say how much he was worth, right? what would his lifetime earnings have been, right? Or what would he have, right? It depends on the individual, it depends on the animal, it depends on the car. There's only one way to really shots it up in terms that we can understand. We're not talking about the value of a person spiritually. Obviously, that's a different meaning to the Lord. But when it comes to this world where damages are, have to be paid from one person to another, one party to another, the only way to do it is say, what is it worth? Well, that's, this mission is teaching me that it should be shots up in money. This is a proof, Tanina Lahada Tanarban, this mission is a proof to this Brisa that says as follows, Parashas Ikatalis. Let's say a cow did damage to a talus. Now, when it did damage to a talus, let's say that's regal, where would it be chayev? If it was in the Nizik's Rishus, as we learned. Because if he did it in Rishus Rabban, if you left your talus in Rishus Rabban and an animal came by and walked on it and trampled it and soiled it and ruined it, not responsible for that, because an animal normally does that. Rechayev if it's in Rishus. Or, talus shizikapara. This could be even Rishus Rabban. This would be like a told of boar. I left my talus in Rishus Rabban. The para came and slipped on it and broke its leg. Well, you always, if they break their leg, I think you shoot them in the head, but that's your problem. But the shots that how much the damage was done. So you might say, listen, okay, my talus damaged your, para, it's a wash, huh?
Kizuz.
Yeah, kizuz, mitkazazim, that's right, yeah, that word. Mitkazaz, we'll just balance it out. In other words, okay, listen, you know what? My shore trampled, you know, went into your rishus and ruined your nice garment, right? All right, listen, so take the shore, that's the equal, right? What's the difference if the shore is worth $1,000 and the beautiful coat is worth $10,000? Just say, you know, okay, one damaged the other and that's it. You might, there might be such a spar. It goes against our logic today. The Tanur Rabbana Parashas Ikatalis Vatalis says, Einam, you don't say Teitzei Par Vatalis Vatalis Bara, El Hashem Nosa V'dam. That's the point. The point is, you might say, listen, okay, listen, two cars got smashed up. All right, listen, my car smashed, your car smashed, let's call it a wash, because as it said. Or keep my animal did some damage, I keep the animal. You can't say that. You have to say, what is the animal worth? What's the car worth? This guy's got a Mercedes, this guy's got a Lincoln, you got to figure out what it's worth. All right, Shava Kesef. Now this is also strange. Shava Kesef, of course Shava Kesef. What does that mean? You pay money. Tan Rabbanan, Shava Kesef, Malam Che'in Bez Neskokin on the Chosim Sheshim Achrayis. Listen to this. I do damage to you, or Reuben does damage to Shimon, so Shimon goes to court, and the court ruled, okay, Shimon's allowed to take, you know, the damages from Reuven, but only from Karka. Only the Shein Bezin, and how do you see this? First of all, we're gonna talk, why is that? But also, it's only the word that word Shava Kesef. Shein Bezin is cooking El Nechasim. Bezin can only come and distrain upon Nechasim. Sheishel Machrayis. That's what we said the other day. That's what Sheishel Machrayis meaning. Responsible that are here always. Nadlan Nechasim Dulo Naidi Karka. Don't get it. Aval Im Karam, but Im Karam Nizik V'Tafas. The toughest, metalklin. But if the nizik went, the plaintiff went, and he grabbed some metalklin, then Bezin go from my hand. This is very strange. Bezin can only get from karka, but if the guy grabbed some metalklin, they can collect from that. So, what does this all mean? Shabbat kesef, the value of kesef, la mishen Bezin skokin al nechasim shema chrayis. My mashma. How do you see the words in the Shabbat kesef? Shabbat kesef means something that's worth money. How do you see this in the word, this new halacha that Bezin is only allowed to go and take the chasim that are like karka? Something that's worth on any amount of money. There's one thing which has no price, karka, right? It has no value, any amount. Like we said, like there's no. A property could be worth $100,000 today, tomorrow it's worth $1 million, tomorrow it's worth $10, right? So there's no value to it. Any amount of money it's worth. That's what means. Shava kesef means something which is worth any amount. Any amount of kesef is worth. Something which has no anah. You can't say claim about a fraud. Avadam shtash nami in lemanah. And they certainly have some value to it. Elam Rabba Arul, no, Dabar Niknam Kesef, something which is acquired with Kesef. As we know, Karka is Niknam with Kesef, you don't need Mashiach. So Avodah Masharas, Nami Niknam Kesef. And they were not saying you can collect from Avodah Masharas. Elam Ravashi, Shava Kesef, Velo Kesef. Start right? Elam Ravashi, Shava Kesef, Velo Kesef. What he means over here is this. You can only collect from Shava Kesef and not Kesef. You can't collect from cash. You can only collect cash. Cash is Metalklin. You can only collect, when he means by Shava Kesef, and this fits into the words that Bezin can only collect from Karka, means it must be something which is worth money, and not Kesef, not Kesef itself, or anything like Kesef. Vani Kulu Kesef Ninu. All these other things are Kesef. Why? Why are they Kesef? Because you can always take them and they're worth money. You can always take them and turn them into cash very easily. Whereas, Karka, you can't take somewhere. If it's not worth anything now here, you can't take it somewhere else and sell for somewhere else. And therefore, the word Shava Kesef here refers to Karka. Understand. Tana Shava Kesef. You learn Shava Kesef. You're saying that Shava Kesef means Malamich and Bezin Skakam. Right. The Bezin can only come and distrain upon nechasim of karka. I, the Tanya, we learned yashiv le'av l'shev ha'kesef afilusim. We had this many times already. The kesef yashiv le'balav in that parashah, the same parashah as Zikin says, right? Kesef yashiv le'balav. What does it say? Yashiv. Yashiv is the next word teaching me. You can pay out of anything. If he doesn't have karka, if he had a cash, you know, cash, pay out of junk. You can pay from anything. So what's going on over here? In one case, you say the bezin can only collect from karka. Now you say you can pay him with any junk he wants. How come my skin and be asked me?
I don't understand. Yeah. What? The Mishnah says Shavakesef.
Right.
Malamed, so we learn from that.
The Baisa says, right? That Shavakesef means that you can only catch from karka.
Right. Shavakesef, we learn it out of the word Shavakesef.
Yeah, but the words, when the Mishnah says Shavakesef, which, what does that mean, Shavakesef? What does it mean? It can mean Kesef. It must mean, it means not special lacha. It means that you can only collect from karka. That's what it means. And not from anything else which is like money.
Right.
Now,
right.
So Mars says now,
so what, is it, so,
what does that mean?
The Mars is circular.
Yeah, okay, right.
The Mars is totally circular.
Yeah, it's circular.
Because you're learning about Shavakesef. And the Gemara is saying, well, how do you know that? You know it because you just said Shavakesef.
No.
If Shavakesef doesn't mean that to you, then what do you learn?
So it's Anachan. So he said, so that's...
In other words, shouldn't the Gemara be saying how you know from the word Shavakesef?
Both. The Gemara did say that. Right. Right.
But so the Gemara doesn't stand on that.
The Gemara doesn't stand on it. The Gemara comes out. Right, doesn't it? The Gemara ends out that Shavakesef, it cannot mean... the question is, Shavakesef means you can only collect from karka. How do we get to that? How do you get from Shavakesef to karka?
That's
our question. How do you get from Shavakesef to karka? The Gemara says it definitely means. It means you can only collect from karka. How do you see that in the words? How do you see that in the word Shavakesef? It means something which is worth money as opposed to kesef itself. Everything else can be considered. Everything else I can take somewhere and sell it for cash, whereas karka I can't. So karka has a description in this sense of being Shavakesef as opposed to every other item in the world. Every other item in the world can be called kesef, but this can only be called Shavakesef. Okay, fine. But now we have a question. Okay, so that's the interpretation. This is the special interpretation that this Mishnah means in Shavakesef. It doesn't mean that normally, right? Because Shavakesef normally doesn't mean that. No, but here it means you can only cut from karka. So the Gemara then says, but what do you mean? But the fact is you can collect from everything. Yashalava, you can pay. It says that the mazik can pay the nizik with the even junk. Was off my skin to be asked me. Our Mishnah is talking about where you soman. That if the mazik damaged the nizik, and now the mazik is dead, and the nizik, the plaintiff, is coming to the defendant's estate to collect, there you can only collect from karka, like we had before. You can only collect from yisomim, you can only collect from karka. Why? Because the metalklin, you gotta prove. Maybe they got the metalklin afterwards. You're collecting from a different party. You want to collect from the metalklin, maybe this metalklin was acquired afterwards. It does nothing to do with the estate. How my skin be asked me? So he be asked me if it's from Yisom, aim a safe, im kar mizik, vatavas metalklin, bezin, govel, on my hand. He said also there that if you're going to have from Nadlan, from Karka, but if the nizik went and grabbed something, then they can collect from that too. But they can't grab from Yisomim. If he asked me, am I bezin, govel, on my hand? If you can't grab anything from the Yisomim, bezin wouldn't allow that. He answers, Kurim Rava, Om Rav Nachman, Shetafas Machayim, Machanam Shevazarim. Rav Nachman explained elsewhere, it means where you grabbed it while the mazik was alive. If you grabbed it while it was alive, and now he died, Bezin allows him to grab from, to take him there too. So what does it mean? It means Bezin only collects from Yisomim. Normally, Bezin will collect from anything that the mazik has, right? Kesef Yashar Rava's Kesef Apilusubim. But if he collects from Yisomim, we learn, Yisomim, you can only collect from Yisomim. What can you collect from Yisomim? Only Karka, because that was for sure in the estate, whereas Metalkin you can't collect. If, however, the Nizik grabbed some Metalkin from the Mazik while he was alive, then they allow that too. Bifnei Bezin, in front of Bezin, what does that say? What does that mean? It means that it has to be in front of Bezin, meaning that he has to have the Karka in front of him when they came to Bezin. What does this exclude? Apparently it excludes Mocher Nechasim, if the Mazik had Nechasim, and he sold them, and he comes to Bezin and says, I got no Karka. Shema Minah, that love it. You see from over here also, if you borrowed money with Mocher Nechasim, then he sold his, he borrowed money and he had a mortgage on his property. Then he sold his property. Vakhtuk Bola Bezin, Ain Bezin Govlam, it doesn't make any sense. Of course they can collect from the property that was mortgaged. El Pratla Bezin, it doesn't mean to exclude that. It means to exclude the Fnei Bezin. It's got to be a proper Bezin, meaning a Bezin Mumchen. Why? Because Chatzi Nezik is a Knas, right? And Knas you can only collect with Bez Mumchen, not with like regular money, which you can collect with any three guys. Al pi Adam. Pi Adam prat lamoda b'knas v'yachkach bo'ed. It's got to be on Adam. Adam come and testify about the torts. That excludes the case where if you motor knas. We have a call motor b'knas as potter. If you motor that he raped, he doesn't pay 50 shekels, right? So prat lamoda b'knas, what about motor knas v'yachkach bo'ed? And what does Adam come after? It's true potter. Hanich lamando motor b'knas v'yachkach bo'ed and potter. El lamando motor b'knas, motor b'knas is motor b'knas potter if there was no Adam. But if motor b'knas v'yachkach bo'ed and chayef ma'ik lamamer, so what does al pi Adam exclude? So you're right. Al pi Adam doesn't teach us anything, but say if it's for Chalei, the last part of that phrase teaches that the Edom have to be Jewish and have to be free men. B'nei Chol Rebis. B'nei Chol in Lemutei Avarim. B'nei Chol to exclude of Evik Nani. B'nei Bris Lemutei Ovik Chavim. That they can't be Goyim. Tzrich, why do you have to teach me both cases? D'yesh min Eved Mishum Dein Lo Yachas. And Eved has no heritage. He has no pedigree. Because it's like a Chamor. I'm a Domel Chamor. They're not considered to have parents. Abo, no father. Abo Nochri, the Eishel Echas, Nochri has a father. The Pasuk says, I dream of him, and even by Goyim, they do go after their father. And more, I might think he could be an aid when it comes to torts. Maybe not for murder, but when it comes to money matters, like torts, he would have to pay. Yashminin, he could be a good aid. Yashminin, Nochri, Mishim, Lo Shach Mitzvahs, not Shach Mitzvahs. As opposed to having Nochri, which has Mitzvahs like a woman. Abo Levit, the Shach Mitzvahs, Amo, I might think it wouldn't be excluded. Truth, but therefore, he has to teach me that both are excluded when it comes to aid. You need a proper Bezdin, and you need a Bezdin, and you need Adam, who are Jewish and free men. All right, we'll pick them here tomorrow.